970-823-9202.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast and your pest host for Pest Podcast in North Georgia. That is Fred Talley here with Faith Pest Control. He is the guy who takes care of all the bug problems in Jasper, LJ, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, Ball Ground, Georgia. You know, if you live in those areas, we do this as a community service because we want to make you aware of pest problems that exist for this local area in North Georgia. And the pest expert to solve those problems is here now, Mr. Fred Talley. Hey, Fred, are you there?
Hey, Mikey, I'm right here.
Well, today we're going to talk about ticks. I know they're everywhere. I know they're on your pets. Tell us about the problem of ticks, the problems they cause, and what you guys recommend to get rid of the tick problem in North Georgia.
Well, Mike, all ticks feed exclusively on the blood of vertebrates. Since they can't fly, run, or hop, they don't move fast. Ticks have to climb up on some surface or object, such as grass, shrubs, weeds. They'll climb up on fences on the side of your house, and they just kind of hang out to wait for a suitable host to pass by. Ticks are, because of that fact, they're normally located close to the ground, like between ankle and knee height. When ticks detect that there is a suitable host coming by, either via vibration, chemical clues such as odors or exhaled carbon dioxide, they will kind of extend their front legs, and that gives them the increased ability to be able to grab on to their host as they're passing by. And generally speaking, that's going to be a dog. But interestingly enough, ticks are also capable of detecting shadows cast by a passing host. It was interesting to me anyway. Most ticks will spend the majority of their life on or near the ground waiting for a suitable host. So they're hanging out much more often and with much more time than they are attached to a host. Some ticks will feed on blood from a range of animals, with just a few species feeding on only one kind of host. In some species, the immature stages will kind of feed on a different host than they will as an adult. The bigger danger, though, is certain ticks are carriers of diseases such as Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Lyme disease, typhus. The public in general needs to consider any tick they encounter to be carriers or vectors of disease causing organisms to humans and pets. Another health threat posed by certain ticks affecting humans and other animals is called tick paralysis. This happens when a tick is feeding and the host is afflicted with a paralytic condition that actually it develops gradually but could result in death. However, the symptoms disappear relatively quick after when the tick has been removed. You know, one of the most widely distributed ticks in the world, and the one that we as pest control operators and we as pet owners are generally more worried about, is called the brown dog tick. And the brown dog tick has recently been identified as a possible reservoir for the bacteria that causes Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The most common host for the brown dog tick, interestingly enough, is the domestic dog, and is pretty much in the United States, that is the host, is the domestic dog. Brown dog ticks can be found indoors, but they're primarily found outdoors in the southern United States most any time of year, but up north in the northern United States is just during the warm months. When the feeding ticks become, you know, when they attach to their host and then they become fully engorged with blood, they'll drop from their host and seek, some type of shelter in the immediate area. females will begin laying eggs about 3 days after she drops off the host, and she can lay as many as 5,000 eggs. The eggs usually hatch in about 3 weeks, although it can take, just due to or based on environmental conditions, it can take up to 18 months for the babies to, I guess, to hatch. After hatching, the larva can wait. They don't have to have an immediate blood meal. They can wait up to 8 months to find a host. Well, remember earlier I said that the majority of their life is spent hanging around waiting for a host to come by. That's a clue there. And adults can live up to 18 months without feeding. So they can go 18 months between feedings. Now, a home, you know, our homes, if you find ticks inside your home and elect to not do anything about it, you can imagine if a female is inside your home, attaches to your pet, your dog, and then becoming engorged, you know, falls off the host and lays those 5,000 eggs, a home can become heavily infested fairly quickly. And your pet, even if you don't have a tick problem inside your house, you can still develop a problem if your family pet picks up ticks from another infested residence that they may go into. If they can get them from a boarding kennel, even in an open field, or similar place where other infested dogs have been. As always, here at Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation. We offer a 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your tick problem, at the end of 30 days, you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and we'll retreat your home for free. And we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment. Plus, we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. I don't know of another pest control company with the confidence to make you that kind of offer. The bottom line is this: you'll be happy with the service that we provide, or you won't pay a penny, period. That's how confident we are in our level of customer service and our commitment to doing the job right. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you, answer any questions you may have.
Well, Fred, I've learned that ticks are a problem. Ticks are a problem in North Georgia, and you don't want to ignore that problem. So, reach out to Fred at Faith Pest Control. Share this podcast with your friends. We're in Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Google, anywhere that you can get a podcast, Faith Pest Control podcast is there. And we do this as a community service to help you be aware what problems exist and you have someone you can turn to take care of those problems that you've learned about here from the podcast. So until next time, I'm Mike Stewart for Fred Talley of FaithPestControl.com. Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.